Chapter 17. John 17. If it can be said that we're truly entering holy ground, it's right here. There is no part of God's Word that is not precious. But this passage of Scripture, John chapter 17, the Spirit of God has allowed us to hear the verbalized words of the Lord Jesus Christ, God the Son, given the Spirit of God without measure, He who is God the Mediator, speaking to God the Father on the behalf of His elect. Oh, may the Spirit of God give us ears to hear today. John 17, verses 1 and 2, these words spake Jesus and lifted up His eyes to heaven and said, Father, the hour is come. Glorify Thy Son, that Thy Son also may glorify Thee, as Thou hast given Him power over all flesh, that He should give eternal life to as many as Thou hast given Him. His Word endureth forever. The Word of God. Even to say those words, the Word of God, is a miracle that we can even hear it. God who is Spirit, God who must be revealed, declared, and Almighty God has been pleased to send His only begotten Son, the only one begotten comes forth from the Father, the very image of God. This holy discourse, just a couple of verses I want to deal with this morning. But there are truths that are revealed in these two verses that I'm telling you, this side of glory, we cannot plumb the depth. I mean that we are able to even read it. That He's given you a heart to understand and to desire to hear it. If you want to hear this, oh, you're a blessed person. If I want to hear what He has to say, these words spake Jesus. What words? Chapters 13 through chapter 16. Those chapters that we dealt with for quite a while, that all took place in just a very few hours. And He took His disciples in those last few hours. He spoke to those that He had chosen. 12 apostles. One of them was a devil. And Almighty God, from before the foundation of the world, had ordained there'd be 11 elect. And one reprobate found in His group of 12. A reprobate. A reprobate is one left to himself. And leave a man to himself and he will manifest himself. Give him time. He will. And here the Lord Jesus Christ is going to intercede for those 11 that He'd everlastingly loved. And He's going to deal in just a little while. Lord willing, it'll be a few weeks, I'm sure, before we get there. But He says, I've only lost one. I've lost none except. I don't even want to say it. He's only lost one. I don't even want to say it like that. He said, I've lost none but the son of perdition, that the Scriptures might be fulfilled. But here's our Lord. These words spake Jesus. All of the instruction. I must go away. It's expedient that I go away. I'm the vine. You're the branch. I must go away. Comforter will not come unless I go away. When He comes, He will reprove the world of sin, righteousness, judgment. These words spake Jesus and lifted up His eyes to heaven. You know, if you want to know the right thing to do, and there's times that it's recorded, they would bow their heads. He lifted up His eyes to heaven. Here's the point. He's making a revelation of the one to whom we appeal. He lifted up His eyes to heaven, teaching us in action that God Almighty, who is omnipresent, here's the fact. Where two or three are gathered together in My name, I am in the midst of you. Blessed Lord Jesus Christ, I know you here. I know you here. And my heart's desire this morning is that He might be honored. If there's two or three here, and surely, as I've said before, surely there's two or three. I'm convinced many. He said, I'm in the midst of you. And He knows. He knows. Let me just be honest. He knows. He knows my heart. He knows my thoughts. He knows everything that's gone through my mind. And I ask even now, Lord, forgive me for the disrespectful thoughts that I've had already this morning. He lifted up His eyes toward heaven. What did He say when He taught His apostles, His disciples? He said, Lord, teach us to pray. He said, when you pray, pray in this manner. Our Father, which art in heaven. David, where's your God? Our God's in the heavens. And He's done whatsoever it's pleased Him to do. Our Father. He lifted up His eyes to heaven. He said, Father, the hour is come. Now's the time. The hour on which all things hinge. Everything is based on this hour. This is the hour of judgment. This is the hour of redemption. This is the hour of reconciliation. This is His hour of suffering. This is our hour of peace established. Father, the hour is come. This is the hour, Father, that You've always seen. You've seen the Lamb slain from the foundation of the world. This is the hour that was predicted, prophesied back in the garden when the Lord Jesus Christ, who walked in the garden after Adam and Eve had rebelled against God, and the Lord told him, He said, concerning the serpent, you're going to bruise his heel. He's going to crush your head. He's going to crush you. This is what God's going to do to rebellion. He's going to crush it. The hour is come. Up until this time, you know how many times are. Many times. His hour was not yet come. They wanted to lay hands on Him, but His hour was not yet come. My hour is not yet. My hour is not yet. The hour's come. Here it is. All prophecies are going to be fulfilled concerning His crucifixion. All the types, all the promises concerning God's redemption of His people fulfilled. Here is the rock smitten. Here is the brazen serpent lifted up in the desert. Here's the ark on which fell the rain from heaven. Here's the Red Sea rebuked. Here's the Lamb slain, and whose blood was applied to the doorpost. Here's the scarlet thread hung in Rahab's window. Father, the hour has come. Glorify Thy Son. Lord, give honor. Openly display the honor of Your Son. Openly display that which You have everlastingly purposed. Lord, Your precious desire, express it to redeem a people that You've everlastingly loved. Glorify Thy Son. Glorify Your Lamb. Oh, as God Almighty, no glory could be given unto Him. He's God. He is the Lord of glory. But as the incarnate one, as God in human flesh, as the Messiah, as the Christ, the God-man, the one to whom the Spirit must be given without measure. What a mystery. You would think, well, being God, nothing would have to be given to Him. The Scriptures reveal all things had to be given to Him. We're going to read it in just a minute. Verse 4, as Thou hast given Him power. This is God speaking. God in human flesh, praying to His Father, glorify Thy Son. Father, support me. Uphold me in that which I shall and must do. Can you imagine Him having to ask for support? Father, glorify Thy Son. Uphold me. And man by nature thinks he's so powerful. Here's the Son of God Himself, asking His Father to do that which only the Father could do. For if the Father could not do it, the Lord would have never asked it. Glorify Thy Son. Honor me. Honor me. Concerning the work that You gave me to do, render unto me the honor as Your Lamb. He who must increase, we who must decrease. Here is the one who humbled Himself, made Himself no reputation. Here is the one who deserves to be glorified, deserves to be honored. The one who made Himself no reputation. And truly what the Son asked the Father is so much deeper than you and I could ever consider. But let's consider in the light that we have His glorious petition. Father, the hour has come. Glorify Thy Son. In asking the Father to glorify Him, here's what He's asking. I'm asking, I'm praying. He lifted up His eyes to heaven and said, Father, the hour's come. Pour out Your divine wrath upon me. in the place and in the stead of your elect. Father, judge me in their stead. Glorify me. Now let me tell you the amazing thing about his request. He asked that wrath and judgment be poured out upon him because of. I want you to completely understand what I'm about to say. He asked that the Father pour out judgment and wrath upon him totally because of his obedience. He laid down his life. The Father who made him sin. The Father made him sin. And he willingly gave himself to it. He willingly bore the guilt. He did nothing against his own will. He did nothing against his Father's will. He said, I do only always those things that please the Father. Here is the willing, holy, harmless, undefiled Son of God who did right. This is the one in whom the Father was well pleased. And he willingly subjected himself. He obediently, I, Father, beseech you, glorify me. Pour out upon me because of my obedience. He was not made a sinner. He was made sin obediently. Now, I understand we don't understand it. I understand that. But I'm telling you, he was obediently made sin. And God Almighty justly did to him what he did. Where sin was found, the Lord Jesus Christ bore the brunt. God's just. And here the Lord Jesus Christ asked, pour out justly wrath upon me and spare them. Let those that you've given me from before the foundation of the world, I redeem them willingly. Glorify me. All of the wrath will be because of disobedience. Here is wrath poured out because of obedience. Obedience. All given him in electing grace, all chosen unto salvation. Here, the Lord Jesus Christ is going to bear their guilt. So he prayed the Father that the Father would glorify him. Glorify me as the one bearing their guilt. Glorify me as the Redeemer. The Lord of glory himself. That's the one that thief saw. Lord, when you enter into your kingdom, will you remember me? Glorify me. The incorruptible, undefiled Redeemer that shall be raised from the dead because God was pleased with what he did. You think the Father would be pleased with disobedience? What is sin? Transgression of the law, disobedience. I'm telling you, what we're seeing right here, he's asking that the Father do that which is right and honorable and good because of his obedience. Made sin. He didn't do this against his will. He did this. Glorify me. Why? That thy Son may glorify thee. That thy Son also may glorify Thee. Father, You are the God of all mercy. Father, You're the God of all grace, compassion. You're the electing God. You're a God that has chosen, and not apart from the Son and the Spirit, I know, but the Scripture reveals. You go back and read Ephesians 1. The Father has been set forth as He who chose us in Christ. As it pleased Him, predestinated us to be conformed to the image of His Son, who predestinated us to be made like His Son, in His Son, by His Son, for His Son's honor. The Father who was pleased to show mercy to whomsoever He would. Glorify Thou me, that Thy Son also may glorify Thee. And here's the certainty of Christ being glorified as the Redeemer, the Father being glorified as the God of all grace. Verse 2, as Thou hast given Him power over all flesh, that He should give eternal life to as many as Thou hast given Him. The Father chose to show mercy to a race of people chosen out of every kindred, nation, and tribe, and tongue. A people that He was pleased to not allow to perish. He was not going to leave them to themselves. He was going to save them in spite of them, by grace, by power. And now the hour has come, and the Lord Jesus Christ confessing, Father, the hour has come. Now's the time. Glorify me. Do what you must do. Do what you shall do. Do what you please to do. As I lay down my life, You've given me power over all flesh. For this purpose, Thou hast given Him power over all flesh in order that He should give eternal life to as many as Thou hast given Him. All power, He said to His disciples. You go into all the world, preach the gospel, every creature. All power is given unto me. You go preach the gospel. And those to whom the Lord is pleased to reveal the truth, He's going to reveal it. Why? Because all power is given to Him. He's going to get His people under the sound of the gospel. He's going to move. He'll move heaven and earth to get one sheep. I'll raise up a nation. I'll put down a nation. I'll destroy this king. I'll raise this king up. I'll put these people together. I'll move this. I'll judge you to save this one. Why? Because He's God and has the right. Has the right. I'll show mercy and compassion to whomsoever I will. Thou hast given Him power over all flesh. All of the peons of this world. All of the nations, all of the this and that and all of the nobodies of this world. They think they're somebodies. And they're nothing. Now you say, boy, you're putting them down kind of hard. Everything, less than nothing. How about that? Won't even give them the credit of being nothing. All the nations of this world are reputed as less than nothing. Grasshoppers. Thou hast given Him power over all flesh in order that He might give eternal life. To who? To as many as the Father has given Him. Oh, the blessed truth of election. I love the truth of election. Number one, God's declared it. Number two, that means I might be found in that group. God's got a people. All that the Father's given me. What are they going to do? They're going to come to Him. I know that. How are they going to come? Under the sound of the gospel. Lord, let me hear. If I've never truly heard, I've heard this message before. I've heard this message before, but I can read of in these scriptures. Old Simon, the sorcerer, he heard. He was baptized. And it was revealed later. He said, Peter told him, he said, your heart is not right. Bound up in the gall of iniquity. Demas have forsaken me, having loved this present world. Lord, don't leave me to myself. Lord, don't leave me. How am I going to know that God's chosen me if I endure to the end? If I'm kept by the power of God? I know I'm not going to endure by myself either. I don't have the power to that. But I know that He gives unto His sheep eternal life. I know that. And I'm telling you, those sheep that He's given eternal life to, they cometh. He that cometh to me. How did you come? Well, as a poor, wounded, smitten beggar. And you don't find a believer coming any other way but that way. That's where they always come. In fact, the more they grow in grace, the more you'll find them groveling. That's a believer. A groveling believer. A helpless believer. That He should give eternal life. Here in closing, I want you to turn to John 10. John 10. John 10, verse 22 to 29. It was at Jerusalem. Verse 22, chapter 10, John. It's at Jerusalem, the feast of the dedication. It was winter. And Jesus walked in the temple in Solomon's porch. Then came the Jews round about Him and said unto Him, how long dost thou make us to doubt? If thou be the Christ, tell us plainly. He answered them, I told you, and you believe not. The works that I do in my Father's name, they bear witness of me, but ye believe not, because you're not of my sheep. As I said unto you, my sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. And I give unto them eternal life, and they shall never perish, neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand. My Father, which gave them me, is greater than all, and no man is able to pluck them out of my Father's hand. I and my Father are one. Father, glorify me. Glorify me, glorify thy Son, that thy Son also may glorify thee, as thou hast given him power over all flesh, that he should give eternal life to as many as thou hast given him. I pray that the Lord be pleased to bless these words to our hearts. And as we begin this 17th chapter of the book of John, this high priestly prayer of the Lord Jesus Christ, I encourage you, read the rest of the chapter. And as we consider that which He prays, may the Spirit of God settle our hearts to hear Him. Amen.